Tom Ceratore with us now on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, your guys faced a little adversity tonight, and they certainly came through the other end for it. This is a good start to a season, isn't it? Get punched a little bit in the mouth and come back.
Yeah, you know, we found a way to get it done when we shouldn't have won the game. Probably, I mean, at the end of the day, the third period, obviously the ice was slanted, and but you know what, we had the lead. We got the lead. 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, and so the guys answered back, and we were playing with the lead, and we got the last one. But there was times it was tough. It was tough ice. We didn't have legs. There's a lot of things we need to work on, but we found a way to get it done, and that's a testament to those guys.
Well, and everybody get in the act. You have Matthias go down with 5 minutes left to go in the hockey game, a one-goal game, and I don't know if Raythan could have done any better. He came in and stepped 100%. Up big time for you.
I agree with you, Biss, and Razor played really well and made some big saves, and obviously that the 3-on-3 was nuts, you know.
There was more scoring chances in the first 40 seconds than there were for most of the game. There in the 3-on-3.
The first 40 seconds, question, Schultze. There was a lot. It was chaotic, and you know, we can show a lot of video on some things that you shouldn't do. And one time we tried to flip the puck out. We flipped the puck out on a 3-on-3. I'm going like, aren't we supposed to possess the puck on a 3-on-3, no matter how tired you are? But again, the bottom line is we found a way to get it done.
First game of the season, but obviously you have a lot of familiar names, which has to feel good for you as a coach. I thought that fourth line came back and played just like they were at the end of the last season for you again tonight.
Yeah, they played well. And it was good. We needed them, and that was a big goal, that second goal. After they answered back with 0.3, you know, on the first.
Yeah.
Was that a planned pad pass?
What's that now? Yes, 100%. And we talked about it, too. And once in a while, these guys might listen to us on video. Duluth's defensemen leave their feet on two-on-ones. They leave their feet. And we just said, if you can't make a play between the top of the circle and the blue line, you got to do a pad pass. You have to. Because there's not a higher buzzkill in the world than not getting a shot on a two-on-one. And then if you take a look in the third period, Yuri forced it, and he should have did the same thing. He should have shot, and he forced it, and you saw what happened. They blocked it. We didn't get anything. So you got to – they leave their feet. They stack. You got to shoot.
Obviously, the guy with the puck, so in this case, Reese Chittenden, he's got to get wide for that to work. How wide does Dante need to be on that backside?
Well, he's coming from a decent angle. Yes, I mean, Schultze, he's coming from a decent angle, so he's fine. I mean, they're going to cheat a little bit. I mean, you want to give the shot up. You got to give the shot up. You got to protect. He's probably going to be in the middle of the rink. The defenseman's going to be in the middle of the rink. But once he goes down, everything is, you know, everything is off limits. And now you guys got to get a shot. And, yeah, and once you get that shot, there's a good chance it will be a pad pass, and it's going to creep out to the weak side, which it did, and it was a wide open net.
Well, with all the familiarity, you had a new guy score the first goal of the season. Carter comes in and actually hit the post in the first period as well. Talk to what his game brings to this team.
Yeah, he's got a good stick, and when his stick can get open, he's effective. He's got a good stick.
See you next week in St. Cloud, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Beavers win this one in the 3-on-3 overtime, 4-3.